coming up on episode number 510. Well, for the last 500-plus episodes of Coverville, I've began the show with a cover of Bruce Springsteen's Cover Me, but I've never gotten around to doing a Bruce Springsteen cover story, and I don't know what has gotten in the way. But here we go, almost 4 years since I started the show, and it's about time I do one. And it's so big, it's going to take 2 episodes to do it. So tonight, part one of the Bruce Springsteen cover story, coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a little hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's September 25th, 2008. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Another cover story edition of Coverville, I should say. Tonight, featuring the music of Bruce Springsteen, the boss, finally. Now, I've played a lot of Bruce Springsteen covers over the years, but I don't know why I've never done a Bruce Springsteen cover story. And for whatever reason, finally getting to it tonight. And like I said, basically I started out with kind of figuring out my 10, 12, 14 favorite Bruce Springsteen songs, and then kind of from that paring down what I think are the best versions, or at least the versions that go well together, taking into consideration trying to not pull 2 songs from the same album and that sort of thing like I usually do. And so what I've got is a very would have been a great hour and 20 minute long show. So instead I'm going to do 35 minute shows. I looked at my list here, and the last 4 episodes of Coverville have all been over 40 minutes. And so rather than keep going on that streak, let's go ahead and give you guys a break with a shorter show, followed by another shorter show on Sunday. Both of them you put together, and you've got 2 parts to a Springsteen cover story. It'll still be 510, 511 episodes, but I think they'll go well together. And Bruce Springsteen just had a birthday a couple days ago. It was September 23rd. Now, I had the pleasure in 1986 of seeing Bruce Springsteen at Mile High Stadium on his birthday. He did 2 shows back-to-back at Mile High Stadium, and I got to see him the night of his birthday. He was touring for Born in the USA, and it was just an amazing show. Patti Scialfa was there playing in the background there, playing tambourine and doing backup vocals. They brought out a big birthday card for him, and he did all the Bruce Springsteen favorites, you know, all the classics, and it was just such an amazing show. And been on and off as far as a fan of his, love the old stuff and some of the new stuff, and it's through covers that I finally reappreciate a lot of the newer stuff, because he is such an amazing storyteller. But we are going to go back into the archives for a cover of this first song. It's performed by a group called The Reavers. I'll tell you a little bit more about them after you hear Atlantic City.
Well, they blew up the Chicken Man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're getting ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. And there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble out on the promenade, and the gambling commission's holding on by the skin of his teeth. I tell you, everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty, meet me tonight in Atlantic City.
everything dies, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Winners and losers, and don't get caught on the side of that line. I'm tired of coming out on the losing end. So honey, last night I met this guy, gonna do a little favor for me. Oh, I tell you, everything dies, baby, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, but you're here and you're pretty. Fields were green.
Crooked Fingers there on Coverville with a cover of Bruce Springsteen's The River from their 2002 album Reservoir Songs. It's an EP, actually. Now, the Crooked Fingers is a solo project by Eric Bachman, who is the former frontman of the Chapel Hill, North Carolina band Archers of Loaf. Just love the backwoods feel of that cover right there. Great pairing with the lyrics. Just amazing. The River by Crooked Fingers. Before that, you heard Atlantic City by the Reavers. That one comes from a 1989 compilation called Cover Me, Songs of Bruce Springsteen. The Reavers started out in the 80s in Austin, Texas, as a band called Zeitgeist. They put out a single, and they all of a sudden received a cease and desist order from another band called Zeitgeist, so they decided to change their name to The Reavers, and that's how they got that. And probably my favorite Bruce Springsteen song right there, Atlantic City, done beautifully there by The Reavers. Love the backing vocals by the female performer there, the female singer. Just absolutely chilling to the bone. All right, let's go ahead and tell you about the sponsor for Coverville tonight, Bluehost, bluehost.com, professional web hosting for $6.95 a month. With that $6.95 a month, or for that $6.95, I should say, you get unlimited hosting space, unlimited file transfer, host unlimited domains, 2,500 POP or IMAP email accounts, all sorts of great stuff, capped off with amazing customer service. Now, even if you don't have a website, even if you don't want a website, but you just want a place to store a bunch of files or maybe put some files up somewhere where somebody can grab them. Unlimited hosting space. You don't need to actually have a website. You can just create the web space and put your stuff up there and even have, you know, an FTP account that you give other people. Interesting. $6.95 a month, bluehost.com. Use the link on Coverville when you're ready to sign up, and that will get me a little bit of a kickback, which I absolutely appreciate. And of course, it goes right back into the show. Well, our next band shares a name origin with Oingo Boingo. Let me tell you about that. The band is the Mystic Knights of the Sea. They got their name, were inspired to take their name from the same place that the Mystic Knights of the Oingo Boingo, which later became Oingo Boingo, got theirs, which is of a fictional lodge on the Amos and Andy show. Here's their cover of Bruce Springsteen's Johnny 99 right now on Coverville. Tangerine and wine. He got a gun and shot a night clerk.
taking my house away. Now I ain't saying that made me no innocent man. God knows it was more than all this that put that gun in my hand. Well, Your Honor, I do believe I'd be better off dead. And if you can't take a man's life for the thoughts running through his head, then we'll just sit back in that chair and think it over just one more time. And let him shave off my hair and put me on the execution line.
You do that song slow like Bruce Springsteen, it feels like a kind of a slow burning passion. You do it fast like that band right there, the Motorettes, from their 2006 album The Motorettes, and it feels just like a rockin' rager, which just engulfs everything. Awesome. I'm on Fire, originally by Bruce Springsteen, covered there, like I said, by The Motorettes from their self-titled 2006 album. Great cover there. Before that, you heard the Mystic Knights of the Sea from a 2003 compilation called Light of Day, a tribute to Bruce Springsteen. Really good compilation of Bruce Springsteen covers, I might say. Sounded like Ed Grimley there. It was a great cover, a great album of covers, I must say. That was Johnny 99 by the Mystic Knights of the Sea. Let's get to our final set of the evening here. Starting out with a Canadian band called, or actually a Canadian duo, I should say. Started out in 1998 in Calgary. Just amazing musicians toured as part of the Lilith Fair for a while. Tegan and Sarah from the 2006 Australian compilation Triple J, Like a Virgin 2. Here's their cover of Dancing in the Dark.
I come home in the morning. I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. I'm just starting bored with myself. Hey there, baby. On and I'm moving around my place. Check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my hair, my clothes, my face. I ain't getting nowhere. Just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. There's something happening somewhere. There's something happening somewhere. There's something.
Tell what I felt. I was unrecognizable to myself. Saw my reflection in a window. I didn't know my own face. Are you gonna leave me now, brother? Wasting away on the streets of Philadelphia. Nah, nah, nah. Nah, 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 nah. Na 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 na. I walked the avenue till my legs felt like stone. I heard the voices of friends vanished and gone. At night I hear the blood in my veins, black and whispering like the rain on the streets of Philadelphia. Na 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 na.
na 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 ain't no angel gonna greet me. It's just you and I, my friend. These clothes don't fit me no more. I have to walk 1,000 miles just to shed the skin. Now the night has fallen and I'm lying awake. I can feel myself drifting, fading away. Will you receive me, brother, with this faithless kiss? Will we leave each other alone like this on the streets of Philadelphia? Na na na. Na 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 na.
My name is Joe Roberts. I work for the state. I'm a sergeant out in Perrinville, barracks number 8. I've always done an honest job, honest as I could. Got a brother named Frankie. Frankie ain't no good. Ever since we were young kids, it's been the same come down. I'd get a call on the short way, Frankie's in trouble downtown. Well, if it was any other man, I'd put him straight away. But sometimes when it's your brother, you look the other way. Yeah, me and Frankie laughing and drinking. Nothing feels better than blood on blood. Taking turns dancing with Maria while the band played the night of the Johnstown flood. I catch him when he's straying, like any brother should. Man turns his back on his family. He ain't no good. Well, Frankie went into the army back in 1965. I got a farm deferment, settled down, took Maria for my wife. But them wheat prices kept on dropping till it was like we's getting robbed. Frankie came home in 68. Me, I took this job. Yeah, me and Frankie laughing and drinking. Nothing feels better than blood on blood. Taking turns dancing with Maria while the band played the night of the Johnstown flood. I catch him when he's straying, teach him how to walk that line. Man turns his back on his family, ain't no friend of mine. The night was like any other. I got a call about a quarter to nine. There was trouble at a roadhouse out on the Michigan line. There was a kid on the floor looking bad, bleeding hard from his head. There was a girl crying at a table. It was Frankie, she said. I ran out and I jumped in my car. Then I hit the lights. I must have done about 110 through Michigan County that night. It was down by the crossroads, out by Willow Bank. Seen a Buick with Ohio plates behind wheel was Frank. Well, I chased him through them county roads till a sign said Canadian border 5 miles from here. Pulled over to the side of the highway, watched the tail lights disappear. Yeah, me and Frankie laughing and drinking. Nothing feels better than blood on blood. Taking turns dancing with Maria while the band played the night of the Johnstown flood. I catch him when he's straying, like any brother should. Man turns his back on his family.
One of the best songs about siblings, I think, is ever written. Highway Patrolman. I don't need to tell you who sung that, do I? There is Johnny Cash, of course, from his album Murder. You'll also find it on a compilation called Covered by Cash, which came out in 2003. An incredible version of Highway Patrolman right there. Before that, another incredible version, Streets of Philadelphia, performed by David Gray. Just one of those amazing undiscovered, well, not undiscovered, but... underappreciated talents. And it took a while for him to even get appreciated for that first song, which was a big hit, Babylon, on the White Ladder album. Basically, he'd put out three albums before White Ladder came out, and it wasn't until Dave Matthews discovered him and signed him to his own label that he put out White Ladder and got discovered by a whole new audience. Just an amazing, amazing performer. Now, that comes from an album called 1,000 Miles Behind, which came out in 2007. It is a... it's an album you won't find in stores. You won't find it on iTunes. You have to go to davidgray.com and pick it up. It's a digital download, mostly covers, some live, some studio, but just fantastic, fantastic stuff. Absolutely an amazing compilation by David Gray. Before that, we start off the set with Dancing in the Dark, performed by the duo Tegan and Sarah from Canada, from Calgary. That was performed or recorded for Triple J, a radio station down in Australia, and compiled on their 2006 Like a Version 2 CD. They've come out with three of those, each one better than the last. And even though they're a little on the expensive side to get imported into the U.S., they're still a great investment if you like the stuff you hear from them. And with that, we are going to go ahead and close out part one of the Bruce Springsteen cover story. Don't worry, there's more. There's part two. You know I'm not going to go without doing a Thunder Road cover or a Born to Run cover or, just tease you, shan't I? Downbound Train, Racing in the Street. Okay, I won't tell you any more of them, but suffice it to say that show will be coming up this coming Sunday in lieu of the All Request show. What we'll do is just bump the All Request show to Tuesday and bump the theme show to Thursday. Follow that with me? All right. If you've got a request for Coverville, please make sure you email me at coverville@gmail.com. The request line, as always, is 206-222-COVER. If you don't want to look at the numbers or the letters on your phone, it's 206-222-2683. And of course, you can always visit coverville.com, the website where we've got the forums and the weblog, the comments on the weblog. A great place to discuss cover songs with your fellow cover lovers. I'm not going to ever say that again. All right, that is going to do it for tonight's show. We'll be back on Sunday. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com.